Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives. Now, here's your host with Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargie.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And this is our weekly conversation of all things that matter, our families, our finances, and our futures. And today we have a special guest in the studio with us. He is the founder of Facebook group Hip Cookville, which is so much more because it's got its website. It's a whole thing now. We'll talk about Hip Cookville in just a second. Blair Dudley, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
So I first got to know Blair through a business networking organization called Business Network. And I found very quickly that Blair is a connector. And what I mean by that is I kind of think that Blair is like the unofficial mayor of Cookville.
That would be extremely unofficial.
Yes. Yeah. But, I mean, come on. You know it's true. Is there anyone that works anywhere or is in any kind of office in Putnam County that you do not know?
Sure there is.
No, I don't know who they are.
Well, then the real question is, are they worth knowing?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's really important because it all ties in to what you are doing and what kind of your mission is with Hip Cookville. And one of the things that we like to do here at Dollars and Cents is to highlight folks that are doing good in our community. And Hip Cookville is so much more than just a Facebook group or a community. So why don't you start with telling us kind of how Hip Cookville came along, because I know a lot of folks here in Cumberland County and the surrounding Upper Cumberland are on it, because I see them on there. Mm-hmm. So how did this all come about, and what's your goal for it?
So I moved to Cookville, Tennessee from Nashville, which is my hometown, 10 years ago this year, actually. And I had been involved with a community organization that was very similar to what I wanted to happen in Cookville. And so that's where the impetus for Hip Cookville sprang from. And when I came into Cookville, some of the things that I noticed was, one was a lack of local music. And I didn't see a way that if a business wanted to promote itself, I didn't know how that happened beyond purchasing an expensive billboard or something like that. So I didn't see a natural communication link. And so that's how Hip Cookville got going. It was as a Facebook group, neighbors helping neighbors kind of thing with the it had to be positive. It didn't have to be positive, but we don't allow negative in there. You cannot come in and attack another person, a business. I don't care if you're trying to attack a dog. You can't do that. You know, not in our group. And we figured there was a place for that in social media. And if people wanted to, you know, vent, there's plenty of other places that they could do that. So it was a connection, support of small businesses, free advertising of their businesses, free recommendations for their businesses. And it was meant as a uplifting group.
And you kept that. I mean, you really kept that integrity. When I first kind of came into the realm of really seeing Hip Cookville come up on my feeds a lot was about a year and a half ago. And I got to say, I've seen it absolutely explode. What I love is what you said there is that it's a place for local businesses. And as we all know, the best form of advertising is what?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth, absolutely. So being able to come into this situation and say, okay, I'm looking for a dog groomer, I'm looking for a house sitter, I'm looking for an XYZ, and have people not trash a business, oh, don't go there because XYZ, but rather say, hey, I've had outstanding service, I highly recommend. That's a whole different way of thinking on social media.
I am not familiar with Hip Cookville, but I will be as soon as we're over here, but I am incredibly intrigued and so excited, and I would be clapping except for it would mess with the sound, so I won't. But there is such a need to be highlighting the positive in all our communities. There's, like you said, there's plenty of places to go and complain. We need more places to sing praises.
Well, obviously, I agree with you, and so And so we now have over 80,000 members, the vast majority of whom are active in some way, shape, or form within any given month. And there's plenty of people who don't like not being able to trash other people, too. So they'll say it's censorship. We say it's group rules.
That's right. And they can go and they can get their censorship bill on a different site. Now, how do you monitor that, though? That's the big question. How do you keep it so positive?
We literally read every single post that is submitted to the group, and there are hundreds per day. We have a team of admins and moderators for the group that they read through this stuff. The only thing they're really judging it by is the group rules. Is it negative? If it's negative, we don't approve it. We usually say, hey, you know, change this, drop the reference you just made to the business or whatever. Just ask your question. We don't allow political.
You don't just throw them out. You actually give them a chance to correct it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you just kind of have to guide people because they're really wanting to complain. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, what they really want is a solution to whatever issue they have. And so we just have to say, you know, ask for that. Ask for the solution. Don't say how bad it was when you went to this other business. And, you know, we also don't allow political stuff. We don't, I mean, you can, like Republicans or Democrats could say, hey, we're having a meeting. That's perfectly fine. But you can't campaign. No electioneering. That includes like local referendums and stuff like that. If there's a public meeting, yeah, you can say there's a public meeting on this issue. We're going to turn the comments off on it because we don't, if we see a negative comment, we'll delete that too. But yeah, we look through and we rely on group members to report comments that are not good because there's thousands and thousands of those per day. We can't possibly see them all. And we just kind of hold the line on things, you know.
I got to commend you because it's just something that you just don't see on social media. And I know you have a whole team of volunteers that are helping you on those pages.
Yes, yes. Our admins are our best at, well, I'm not going to say our best admin, our most active admin, her name's CJ Johnson, and she is actually disabled, and she spends so much time doing what she considers her job, and it's her way of giving back to the community.
I think that is the most amazing thing I've heard today, or this week, or this month. Of course, the month is early. But there's not enough positive that can be said about that. The sense of community that you're building, and I love that that's the way you describe it. It is not only the future, but it is today. In that the connection, people are so starved for connection, and yet they are reluctant to go out and actually be connected in a physical way anymore, and then there are so many people that's not the opportunity, like your lovely CJ.
Right.
Did I get that name right? Did I remember?
You did.
CJ.
CJ.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, CJ, if you're listening, my hat is off to you.
And so you mentioned people not going out. So we're certainly more than a Facebook group. We're an actual organization. I'll tell people we are a low profit organization because we're not a nonprofit. But we do events and we try to do things that actually build community. We've done emergency shelters twice in the past 2 years when it got too cold and there wasn't enough room for people at the mission. Mm-hmm. Then we would bring volunteers out and house, feed, and take care of people in the deadly cold. We do, our first event we ever did was the Cookeville Treat Trail, which is Halloween in Dogwood Park. It's completely free. We just gather businesses around to hand out candy to the kids. We've done that for this will be our seventh year doing that. We do a concert series, which is actually where primarily we get our funding from at the Cookeville Performing Arts Center, where we bring in tribute bands, and we put the costs on them. We sell tickets. We've done festivals. We do a festival called the Firefly Festival in the spring, and that is to spotlight local musicians and local artists. There were 5,000 people that attended that this year.
That's great.
In Dogwood Park. We have the Hispanic Heritage Festival coming up, the Upper Cumberland Hispanic Heritage Festival, where we're celebrating Hispanic culture and the arts and the food. It's free to the public. And even the food's free. We purchase the food.
Amazing.
We get sponsors to help us fund the festival, and then we use that to pay the entertainment and to purchase food from local Hispanic chefs and grandmas who know what they're doing in the kitchen when it comes to empanadas and tamales. Mm-hmm. And then we hand it out kind of taste of the town style so people can sample it. We put in a big kid zone to all of our festivals with bounce houses and activities. We focus on the experience, and we hope that everyone has a good experience at these events and that they want more of them. And the day the community stops wanting them, they will stop doing it.
I don't see that day coming anytime soon, because it just seems like you're doing more and more. And I know that there's also a charitable piece to the funds that you're bringing in.
We do. We try to support existing organizations. The one that we've supported the most is the Cookeville Human Fund, which is a police-driven organization, and it allows the police officers to provide assistance as they meet someone on the streets who's in trouble. So they've got their cars broken down. It's going to take $250 to repair their car. So instead of walking away from a situation that is easily fixed, they can take care of it. Homeless person needs a new pair of glasses or some medicine. They can take care of that situation. So that's a very important one. Helping Hands of Putnam County. We I don't want to say partner, but the Becca Duncan from there is a huge part of, say, the emergency shelter that we do. And Recovery Kitchen, which goes out and physically feeds 90 people a week that are unsheltered in Cookeville. There's other ones. We support everywhere we can that we have the capacity to do it and the resources.
I think this just aligns so beautifully with, you know, part of what Clinch Powell's mission is. You know, we say that we meet people where you are and we take you where you want to be. And this is also grassroots. So what inspired you? What was the thing that said, you know, I want to do more than just bring music to an area? I want to do more.
In all honesty, I'm a libertarian. And I believe in voluntary efforts more than I do government efforts. I believe in people's rights, and if not us, then who? Is kind of my personal attitude. And I suppose I design things accidentally, not necessarily intentionally, around the way I think. So
it's pretty amazing, because if you've ever been involved with an organization that has put on an event, to put on a concert, you know, I worked in radio for many, many years, and so I've been able to be a part of that. And it's not just calling up someone and saying, hey, you want to perform on this day. It's lining up security, it's lining up insurances, it's all of these costs. So for someone who's listening right now and saying, wow, this sounds pretty cool, how can I be a bigger part of this? How can I, you know, get my business to be on Hip Cookful? Where do I start?
Yeah, so one, if you want to volunteer or just simply get involved, we'll meet you where you are on that too. We have, like Hispanic Heritage Festival, we need volunteers the day of. There's a huge, there's 6 months planning process that goes into just about all of our festivals, so you're welcome to get involved in that way. If you go to hipcookville.com, which is our website, we have a volunteer sign-up form in there. If you wanted to help us moderate, administrate the Facebook group, you know, we're always looking for people to help with that one. If you're a business and you want to get involved, one, you're welcome and encouraged, if you're in Putnam County or county that touches Putnam County, to promote your business, self-promote your business in the group, Facebook group, up to twice a week. You're encouraged to interact with
if you've ever dreamed of owning a home but credit or income issues stood in the way, Clinch Powell can help. As a HUD-certified counseling agency, their staff of caring and compassionate counselors have the knowledge and skills to get you back on track.
And
the best part, their services are free.
If you want a little bit more than that,
start today by calling Stace Cargill at 865-274-8598 or visit them online at clinchpowell.net. Clinch Powell is an equal housing opportunity. NMLS 240-3630.
And what we do, because it does cost a lot, and you can, one, that increases your ability to post in the group to four times a week, and it also allows you to receive reviews that are based on the web, not just social media. You can gain leads from the website. You can, it's like a mini landing page when you build it out, and we'll help you to make it pop and work for you. If you don't know what you're doing, you're a small business and you don't know about pulling up a website or anything, you just heard that you need to, well, we've got a shortcut for you. And it's only $20 a month, and we help you with it, and it'll help get your business out there on Google, uses search engines and stuff like that. So,
$240 a year. Let's just break that down. $240 a year.
Yep.
You're going to get website support. You're going to be able to post on this forum four times a week that has 80,000 people that are just consistent users.
Right.
And who knows, because that grows every day. And you're going to be a part of this community. I mean, if you're looking at advertising as a small business person, that is ridiculously cheap for a huge benefit.
I agree. It is. We put a lot of time into it. We look at continual improvement. We're always open to suggestions. We look to see, you know, what is it our businesses actually need, our organizations need, our community needs. And so we listen. And it might take us a minute to get to it. But, you know, once we have something in our head, we typically will eventually get to it.
I have a couple of questions. I know you said you came to Cookful and you saw a need, which is great. But what was the inspiration for this? Is this a birthing from your own brain, or had you experienced something similar somewhere else?
The first organization I saw was in Nashville, and actually it was the first hip group, right? It was Hip Donaldson. And I got involved in that at a very early point in their history. I'm a former CPA. I'm a recovering CPA. How about that?
I just knew that's what you were going to say.
Yeah. And so my primary focus was helping nonprofit organizations to go through the Internal Revenue Service examination to become 501c3. And I've dealt with over 10,000 of them. Well, in those interviews with those organizations, you can't help but pick up a lot about what people are doing right, what they're doing wrong, what would help them, things that they really shouldn't be doing. And so I saw Hip Donaldson take off as a little Facebook group, and the goal was to just people helping people, neighbors helping neighbors. And then all of a sudden it caught fire and it was starting to grow. And they were doing things. I'm like, you need some legal structure behind you. So I contacted them. And then I became, it just drew me in. It fit what I wanted to do in the world. Because, you know, I think everybody at a young age anyway, it's like, well, what do you want to do? I'd like to do something that helps people. You know, and this was a way of doing it. And God knows the people I met became important in my life. And it was off of social media. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Hip Donaldson, they started running a farmer's market. And at least at one point in time, they had the largest farmer's market in all of Tennessee.
Wow.
That started from, you know, a guy named Andrew Bradley's the one that started that. And Donaldson, when it got to be 200 people in his group, he's like, I can't do this anymore. This is too much for me, right? So he had incredible people come in to support him. A guy named Frank True and came in. And, God, I learned so much from them, just watching them and seeing them. And so I wanted that here. You know, I wanted that in my life. And typically, the only way you're going to pull something off like that is to just go out and do it. And so that's what happened. That's why, you know, it's my, I don't know, it's kind of my driving force.
I'm looking at, like, going back and forth, looking at Lindy and looking at Blair, because, Lindy, this has to be resonating on a very deep level with you, because that's very similar to how Clinch Pal started.
That's actually quite true. And I love things that are transferable. I love that you saw something someone else was doing and wanted to be a part of it and then could take that with you to spread that love somewhere else. Because, you know, you're exactly right. That resonates in my mind. And, you know, that really fits a wonderful need. And there's so much need in all of our communities that it's fabulous that the way that you do it, that it is so volunteer-driven and that it is so bottoms-up and that it is absolutely positive and it also includes action and benefit, you know, the business and people, you know, are able to access things. So hats off to you. My next question is, where are you going? What does the future hold?
So that's an interesting question. I have a overriding dream that the Upper Cumberland becomes an arts and music destination. Similar to what Asheville, North Carolina is, without quite so many breweries, perhaps. We have all the nature. We have the trails, the waterfalls, the lakes, everything that people love to enjoy. We actually do have an incredible arts population here. I mean, Cookeville has a symphony orchestra. Mm-hmm. For a town our size to have a symphony orchestra is, you know.
The Playhouse here in Crossville.
Yep, you got the Cumberland County Playhouse. You have the Cookeville Performing Arts Center. We have WCTE, which is a public television, our public television. And, I mean, there's only like 300 or so of those in the entire nation. One of them sitting here sitting in Cookeville, Tennessee, serving the Upper Cumberland. So I'd like to be a part of that. Putnam County's building a new fairgrounds, which is going to have magnificent facilities. I'd like to be a part of bringing in the acts and the entertainment, everything within that. I'd like to be part of that. I'd like to see leaders step up. I'd like to see leaders trained up in community and how to effectively not necessarily change, but enhance life, build the quality of life in their community. So these are the things that we drive towards as fast as we can, but it's slow. And it's going to depend on businesses. We just, Portobello in Cookeville is coming on as a community partner. I haven't told anybody this, actually, but they're coming on as a community partner. They're going to help fund some of the activities that we're doing. In turn, we're going to go into their plant and help them engage their employees in the community. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but we'll figure it out.
And one of the other things I think really resonates and aligns with Clinch Powell's mission is a big part of Clinch Powell and how we started was in our conservation. And you've actually got a new venture going that kind of aligns with this.
I do. I'm a big hiker and outdoors person. I grew up on a farm in Nashville. It's been part of my entire life. So, yeah, I just took an ownership position in a company called Tennessee Outdoor Guides. And a gentleman named Eric Raper started that. I think this was 4 years ago. And so that's a ecotourism company, really. And so we lead guides out to on kayaks in water to waterfalls, Burgess Falls, and Vanchers Falls out on Center Hill Lake. We intend to implement guided hikes, guided camping trips, even for those who've never camped before, to get out in nature. And yeah, it's just part of, that's kind of a part of who I am. And there's so many people who have not taken their place in the outdoors. They just never had a chance, or they feel like they don't know how, or something like that. And so I'm like, I can get paid for kayaking? Oh, yes, I'll do that, you know? I will do it.
I mean, and the thing is that you're living your passion, and I think that when somebody has found a niche in the world and can align something that they're good at, something that they care about, with something that benefits others, I mean, that's like the trifecta. Like that's the, you know, that's the golden unicorn right there. So I really appreciate what you do and how you have structured what you do to be positive and encouraging and supportive and to help build a stronger community. And again, that all comes back and it aligns so well with Clinch Powell.
That's true. I mean, it fits in very well. Our mission is building strong communities, caring for people, and protecting natural resources. These things don't have to be in conflict, and involving people, getting them out in nature, is the best way to remind them that the quality of nature reflects how they treat it as well. So, you know. When you're a part of something, then it's a part of you. And we need a whole lot more of that in our life.
I want to say first that, like, I appreciate Clinch Powell a lot. And how you're integrated into the entire community and try to push for more. And I think it points out something, which is like, we don't have to ask permission to do good.
Yes.
Amen.
You know,
yes.
We don't have to get permission from a politician or a religious leader or anything. We can simply do it and start where we are on things. So to get in contact with us, our website is, Hip Cookville's website is hipcookville.com. You can contact us from that. You can sign up for things. We have an incredible community calendar. If you want to see what's happening in Cookeville and the Upper Cumberland, there's a ton of stuff on there, all of our festivals and stuff. If you want to check out Tennessee Outdoor Guides, that's tnoutdoorguides.com. You can sign up for a kayaking tour. You can send us questions about that. Obviously, our Facebook group, which is Hip Cookeville. We've got a group and we've got the page. Join it. See what you think. interact with us.
And you can also find out more information on clinchpal.com, or sorry, clinchpal.net. You got me .com and over here, Blair.
Sorry.
Clinchpal.net, where we also have Blair featured in one of our podcasts. So learn a little more about him there and how to connect. And on that, our time is up. But thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW. Till next week.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.